You're listening to the People's Podcast.
We want the gold, sucker! Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
On thingsdezsays.net.
You know what this is? Ready? Let's go. Here we go.
Man called Sting.
Yeah!
Man called Sting.
Yeah. Here you go, the most well-written lyrics of all time. Oh, man. After the Midnight Express theme, this is my favorite theme in all of wrestling.
This way.
You're gonna have to pay the man.
See, you know what the sad thing is? The WWE won't use this as his theme song.
No, they're going to use the much cooler orchestra.
Pro
version.
Theme.
Yeah. But this is awesome. I love this theme. I want to go through life with this in the background.
Isn't that just like an open-top car, kind of hair blowing in the wind? It's awesome.
WrestleMania next year, this is what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's my favorite line, too. All the old people start acting like a child.
Child.
Like, what?
Are the old people ill or something? Are they like...
But if you have Sting there, apparently, he takes away age.
Well, he is ageless.
That is true. Anyway, it's a great theme song. You're on the People's Podcast, the only show that... does this and does that on Monday morning.
We're not as big as a bull or as quick as a... Well, we're kind of quicker than a cat.
In some regards, I guess.
Yeah. You know, mentally, we're quicker than a cat.
Yeah.
I feel. I mean,
depending on the type of cat.
Indeed.
Yes, but it is the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net. We talk about professional wrestling on the show, usually.
Okay, let me clear up one thing first.
All right.
CM Punk is not signing for TNA, so piss off.
Piss off. That's right. Plot twist, he signs, like, tomorrow.
Oh,
he could.
He won't.
Here's the thing.
He won't.
See him? Like, if you go to TNA, you're going to TNA because of... travel,
just to annoy Vince.
Because of travel, and maybe they give him some money to do, like, a couple dates a year. But CM
thing
Punk,
is, right, they've already offered... the rumors are they offered him a substantial amount of money, and he turned them down flat.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not going to go to TNA.
Punk doesn't strike me as the kind of guy, at least right now, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who cares about money. And he seems like he seems like a thrifty fellow.
Yeah, and all this because he turned up at a wrestling show last weekend.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm surprised. He strikes me as like he wouldn't even want to go near wrestling right now.
No, he went to a show and he apparently, you know, he was just there. No one. It was a very low key thing. But you know how the wrestling dirt sheets can be. Oh, Punk is going to sign for TNA.
What wrestling show did he go to?
I want to say OVW.
Really?
Hmm.
Of all the shows to go to.
Must be a favor for a friend. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Breaking news. CM Punk is going back to WWE, everyone.
He's going to wrestle Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yes, and he's going to win the title.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You did indeed. We've just booked WrestleMania.
Yeah, go tell Dave Meltzer.
Dav Meltzer.
Although he was right on Monday.
He was right. We'll discuss that later on, I think.
I don't know if he actually said that, though.
It was just conjecture on a lot of people's part.
We have a fun show lined up today. We actually put some thought into the show this week, and so I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, we planned it last week.
Yes. Little bit of a sneak preview. We're going to do the usual thing and talk about the wrestling stuff, but for Az and I, we're gonna try and help each other find true love for Az.
Indeed.
And we're going to do that by using the greatest matchmaking tool known to man, the internet.
And the world of professional wrestling, because, nothing speaks, nothing says love like St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yes, nothing screams romance like two shirtless men rolling around on the mat pretending to fight.
Well, unless you're watching Shine or Shimmer, in which case that last statement was null and void.
That is correct. So that's coming up later on the show.
There was a Shine show the other day. I think it was Shine. And
on.
apparently, Miss Saraya Knight was there.
Well, good.
Yeah, I like when she does wrestling shows.
I like when she does things.
Especially when she's starting to kill people and stab them in the eye.
I love how you just basically said, I love when the wrestler does wrestling shows.
Yeah. As opposed to, you know, when wrestlers do movies.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. And one such movie
star. Or in the case of Michael Hayes, makes albums.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yes, Michael Hayes has got an album out. Well, he did have an album out. I don't know if he does anymore. I don't know if you can find it anywhere.
To be fair, so did Randy Savage.
Yeah, but he's Randy Savage.
Yeah, he could do anything. That's true. I feel like there are a few wrestlers who could, you know, like Shawn Michaels can do anything. Like
he can do anything.
If he wanted to, he could make a rap album tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
I would buy it. Oh, that would be
so. So could Triple H. Triple H could, you know, he's down with the kids.
Oh, yeah. He's not down with the internet, though.
No, he's down with the kids, though.
Yeah. Triple H, man.
Ric Flair. Ric Flair could just do anything.
Oh, yeah. Except, like, be married first.
Yes. Quite. That's the only thing he can't do.
Somebody should do a skit of, like, Ric Flair at divorce court. And he's just, like, being Ric Flair at court. He's like, do you swear on the Bible? And then he just elbow drops the Bible.
Bible? Puts the Bible in the figure four.
Ric Flair's just defeated the Bible.
The Bible tapped out, apparently.
Yeah, the Bible is not fair to Flair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flair for the gold.
I love that man. He's an amazing
man. Indeed. He was watching his own, apparently he was watching his own documentary yesterday.
WWE made a tweet and they're like, look, Ric Flair's watching his own documentary. And I'm just going, I feel like he would do that.
He would. Of course he would.
He would just sit there and be like, yep, that's me.
I'm that guy.
That's what I've done.
Good documentary, by the way. I don't know if anybody ever seen it. It's a very good documentary.
Yeah, it's on the WWE Network right now. So is that an old documentary that's just being
released? It's from the I want to say the Ric Flair collection.
All right.
Good documentary. It's really good. Really fascinating documentary, actually.
I think I watched it.
Takes it back.
Because how many documentaries have they done on him?
They did one on the Horseman.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
You have it, though. I know you have it.
Yeah, I have it, but I just haven't gotten it.
And then they kind of made like a thing from like, it wasn't really a documentary, but they just kind of like put old highlights of Flair onto like a 3-disc set, like press conferences and things like that from the 80s up to like 96 or 2003, sorry. So that's another DVD they did. And then they, you know, after the retirement,
yeah,
I'm doing quote marks. Right. No one can see them, but I'm doing quote marks.
Right.
They did the documentary.
Hey, after he retired, and then he did what all retired people do and go to Florida.
Indeed.
Yes.
Whereas before, the old retired people used to go to Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now they can't even go to Florida. They go to whoever the hell will have them.
Florida doesn't want them anymore. Florida serves the Japanese now.
You know you've jumped the shark when Florida doesn't want you. Florida will take anybody.
They will at this point. Even Alberto Del Rio, allegedly.
Really? What's he doing over there?
No, they're trying to sign him. He's too busy doing Lucha Underground, isn't he?
Either that or AAA.
Who cares?
Which apparently aren't the same thing. I don't care.
They're not, apparently.
I'm so over this Lucha Underground thing.
Bound for Glory happened last night. I haven't seen it. Have you? No, good.
No.
We ignore it.
I don't even know if it was a pay-per-view. I've heard literally
nothing.
Impact aired on Thursday, and I don't know if this is...
When did it air, Des?
On Thursday. Wednesday. Yeah. Damn. And I don't even know if it's going to be a pay-per-view or if I have to wait to watch it. I don't know what the deal is with this show.
And the thing is, right, I looked at the match schedule. You're right. There's like 2 or 3 TNA guys in there. That's it.
Yeah, and it's not like I was going to watch it anyway.
Who cares?
But for people who want to watch the show and watch...
You mean Steve, right?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it from a marketing point of view. TNA, this is their biggest show of the year.
Quote, unquote.
And... I don't know how to watch it. Like, how do I watch the biggest show of the year? That's like WWE going, we're having WrestleMania tomorrow. Okay, bye. And I'm like, wait, but how do I watch the show?
Anyway, Impact had a really good... The best part of Impact was a Full Metal Mayhem match, and I'm glad that they only do these every so often. Because, Jesus, they kill each other.
Woo. I heard Jeff Hardy is... I didn't watch it, but I heard Jeff Hardy has a death wish. How old is this
man? He does. He did a spot where... He didn't have the table the right way up, and the legs were unfolded, so the legs were sticking out, and he took a bump.
And just like a month ago, they did a ladder match with the Wolves. And
see, this is why Jeff Hardy likes their schedule, because he gets time off after doing all this nonsense.
A month ago, they did a spot where I think he took a bump off the top rope, and Eddie Edwards caught him with the side of the ladder.
Yeah.
And so Hardy just like landed on the side of the ladder. This man, Jeff, you have a daughter. Stop doing this.
to calm down. We're not in 2001 anymore.
We're fine if you like if Jeff Hardy tomorrow decided I'm not going to take any more stupid bumps, I would not be mad about it.
Because we've seen everything. You know what? And I think I referenced this last year. Do you know what his favorite Bound for Glory moment is?
Anything involving Abyss?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
His favorite Bound for Glory moment is him jumping off the 30-foot off the Titantron. You know the amazing thing about Jeff Hardy is? He hasn't had a serious injury ever.
That sounds right, actually. He's been out with other things, but never a serious injury.
He's never been injured, like, to a degree where he's been out for months and months.
That is insane to me. No, man, this guy is nuts. He is
considering
out of his mind.
Considering Rey Mysterio has had 16 million knee injuries.
He hasn't done anything as crazy as Jeff.
No.
That's freaking great. No, man. If he decided, I'm just going to wrestle from now on. I'm just going to, like...
Look, I'm happy doing the Swanton. That's the... And the Whisper in the Wind. That's the only extreme I'm going to do. I'll be fine.
TNA will be fine. No, they won't.
That's why they're asking to do this stuff.
Jeff, please jump off the ladder. We need people to watch. And then nobody watches anyway.
I feel like Triple H will be like, all right, Jeff. If he went back to... All right, Jeff, calm down now. All right? You're marketable. We need to make money off you. All right? Just calm down.
Stop jumping off things, Jeff.
Look, do what's best for business, all right? I need you on TV.
Your new finish is the Twist of Fate. Just use that all the time.
Yes, done.
We'll give you a submission.
This is why I'm glad Jeff never did a Hell in a Cell match.
And I don't think he ever will.
Because he'd find a way to do something stupid. He'd do something crazier than Mick Foley ever did.
Yeah.
He'd find a way. I don't know how, but he would.
I don't want him. I don't want that to be a thing.
No. Although, strangely, we'd all watch just to see what he did. It's kind of weird like that.
Yeah, we're terrible.
But that was the best thing about Impact.
I guess. I didn't watch the show. I haven't watched the show in months.
Oh, no, that's the only thing I watched was the Full Metal Mayhem match, because, you know.
I'm glad you saw that. Was there a lot of hype about that show?
Only the match, really. Wow. Which was worth it on its own. The match was very good for what it was.
Well, that's the most Impact talk you're going to get on this show.
And the only reason we talked about Impact is because we got Jeff Hardy. There you go. See, look.
There you go. Take that. And, okay, so we had a big return to Raw on Monday.
Ooh, did we ever? Dav Meltzer broke the story.
Dav Meltzer.
Because I made the point on Twitter, and it wasn't just because every time the WWE in the same city as a former WWE superstar, Twitter goes nuts.
This guy's going to be on Raw. They're like, what? Raw's in the same city as Scotty Too Hotty?
Yeah. And it's like, what was it? Even last week, they were in Chicago. Oh, CM Punk's going to be on Raw. Well, he's not.
I mean, his name was on Raw a lot.
His name was, but he wasn't.
Yes, but this week they did the Susan G. Coleman thing. I don't even know why they were. I don't know. It was the return of Kathy Lee to Raw was the big return.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's
I remember. This time they didn't do anything with The Undertaker. That's a famous thing back in the day.
Oh, for us.
Hmm.
Did you end up watching?
I didn't watch the segment. I'm not going to lie.
This segment.
He warned me beforehand.
Holy God. Holy Mother of God. I wasn't on Twitter during Raw, so I don't know what people were saying about this. But my God, was this. Oh, man. I thought it was a terrible nightmare I had had. It was Kathy Lee and Hota and...
I don't know who Hota is.
I don't know who that person is either.
I'm like, who?
And also, Adam Rose.
Who you like, by the way.
Well, I did until this segment. And they all just...
So are you with me now? Hashtag euthanize the bunny.
No, I still enjoy him in parts, but not here. He was trying to have a party with Kathy Lee and Hota and...
What kind of name is that?
And they all... They had wine, because there's nothing that screams party more like wine.
See, Stone Cold must have been having a coronary watching in Texas.
And nobody cared, and they tried to make the crowd cheer, and they didn't, and it was awkward, and it was so
bad. Have they
bad.
Forgotten where they were? This is New Jersey.
Yes, this was so bad.
This the is crowd, New Jersey, close to New York, right?
The crowd they started booing them. They were in Brooklyn for us.
Whatever.
They were the crowd started booing, and then it got to the point where they're just like, "We don't, you know what? We just don't care." And they just were quiet for the rest of the segment.
Brooklyn. They would have got more of a reaction if Crime Time had come out.
They were apathetic to the point where they weren't even going to boo these women. That was too much. They were not going to spend their effort expressing to us that how much they hate them.
This is one of those segments where Triple H is like, all right, I don't care. Let me go and write NXT. I don't care.
I'm done. It was terrible.
Because you can tell the segments that Triple H has some input in, and you can tell where he doesn't. Now I can anyway.
Nobody watched this.
This was a fast forward on my end. I was warned.
The Rock also came back, which I guess is news.
And, it was awesome.
Yes, he came back, and from the second he came out to the second he left, wrestling was awesome again.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how Dwayne Johnson is able to just be a Hollywood
actor?
Make
you forget how bad a show is.
Yeah, and he can go be a Hollywood actor, but when he needs to be The Rock, man, he can be The Rock.
And the thing is, right, people criticize because he leaves and comes back, but when he comes back, whew, he wins the crowd over in like 5 minutes.
He wins the crowd over by existing.
Yeah, exactly.
He is so great. I love this man.
And the thing is, right, I'm sitting at home. I'm not even in Brooklyn, and I'm sitting there having goosebumps.
Yeah, I'm having tingles in my spine. Like, he is so good at what he does. And he came out and confronted Rusev, and I found it interesting that he didn't give Rusev the rock bottom. He didn't give him the elbow.
He hit him. I mean, they knocked him over the top rope or whatever. Yeah,
they just had a little bit of a scuffle, and he pushed him out of the ring, and that was it.
And that's a good move on WWE's part by keeping Rusev, quote, strong, end quote.
Yes, keep him protected.
Yeah, while Big Show was having sensitivity training.
I hope he cries again.
I don't like it. When Big Show cries, I get very uncomfortable. I don't know why.
They should have They should have Khali cry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ooh. I don't know about all that.
So, anyway. But yes,
it was one of those raw moments, as JBL put it.
And also, they're trying really hard to do like a lot of Steve Austin-esque things with Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing that.
It's a natural thing because the fans are naturally on his side as it is.
Yeah, but it just doesn't. Like, I'm happy for him, but it doesn't feel to me like Dean Ambrose, like WWE ever wanted to push Dean Ambrose. But now,
Triple H might have, but yeah.
But now they're doing such a cool thing. Like, they're making him seem like such a cool dude. Like, such a badass.
Badass.
Like, man, I want to cheer for this guy so bad. And people are. He's great.
To the point where Cena's on the back burner in this feud.
He brought a fucking hot dog cart into the...
That's awesome. How the hell did he even get that on the train?
That must have been an awkward train ride back, I'm saying.
No, JBL. JBL's like, how the hell... JBL's asking logical questions, and no one else cares.
Dude on the subway with a fucking vendor cart. Like, yeah. I'm just, you know, chilling. Gonna go back to a wrestling show. You know how it be. Yeah. So, anyway, Dean Ambrose is great. Yeah, they've finally announced the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
And Dez was right from last week, what they're doing.
The gimmick is, yeah, Cena versus Ambrose in the opener, and the winner wrestles Seth Rollins.
But Hell in a Cell.
Did they announce the second part?
No, not on Raw.
The loser wrestles Randy Orton.
No, that wasn't on Raw. Okay. I don't know if they did it on SmackDown, but it certainly wasn't on Raw.
I don't watch SmackDown.
Neither did I. Although it was a 15th anniversary this week. So good for them.
Good for them. That's fine.
Ah, but there's one thing we should have watched on SmackDown. Our favorite general manager was there.
No way.
Of course.
Ah.
Well, and the worst general manager in SmackDown history was also there. Big Johnny.
He was SmackDown general manager?
Yeah, remember they had that stupid gimmick match at WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah. He manages both of the brands. I remember that.
Yeah.
He was in charge of them both.
So you had team Johnny versus team Teddy Long.
Yeah.
Of course.
I had to have
a tag match.
Yes. At WrestleMania.
Well, no. I'm saying on SmackDown this week.
Oh, yeah, they did the 15-man. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But there was no Undertaker. No one to team with the Undertaker.
The Undertaker! Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. He's not here.
That's Teddy Long's thing. Everyone was teaming with the Undertaker.
Yeah. Just so we can say it. There needs to be an Undertaker t-shirt.
There does.
The Undertaker!
Spelt with an A.
It's so great.
I miss Teddy Long. He was a good general manager. He was a good general manager.
He is, because he was in charge for a long time when I first started watching SmackDown, so he is who I associate SmackDown with.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. I've seen more general managers than you have.
Oh, yeah.
I was around from the Stephanie McMahon-Helmsley days. Woof.
Yeah, because I started watching just after Angle had been GM.
Oh, that stupid gimmick when he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah. So I started, Teddy Long had just taken over, and he would just come out and announce
things.
He was
feuding with Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
Everybody feuded with Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff feuded with Eric Bischoff.
With Eric Bischoff.
It's terrible.
Well, controversy creates cash, apparently.
I'm not finishing that book, Steve.
Neither am I.
Not doing it.
Now,
I get enough Eric Bischoff on the Monday Night War. I don't need more Eric Bischoff.
That's enough. You can only listen to Eric Bischoff for so... He's another one. You can only listen to him for so long.
Before you want to murder
Before you
things.
Want to smack him. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that, dude. Like Jim... He's like Jim Cornette. Where you can handle him in small doses.
Now, there are other books that you could go and purchase. Now, if you go to thingsdeathsays.net and click on the thing where it says, click here.
Click here. It tells you. It's very clear. It says, click here to go to Amazon.
Yeah. Click here to go to Amazon.
And when
you click there...
Yeah, you click there. Guess where you go?
To the Amazon.com that you know and love.
Except
and you can type in such things as
controversy creates cash,
Sting, the best of Sting DVD,
or you can read controversy creates cash and give us a book report.
No, don't do that.
Okay, that's fine.
If you want to read a book, go and read. It's true. It's no, don't go and read that.
I read that. He wrote it in 2001. Why would you do that?
Because the WWE wanted him to.
He came in 1999 and he wrote his book in 2001.
Never mind, he had just had his first title run at the end, like at the end of 2000.
Yes, he should write a sequel called "It's Still True."
No, it's real now.
All right, now it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
It's damn real.
Yeah, but if you want to read a book, go and read "The Death of WCW."
Yeah, by Andy Reynolds and Brian Alvarez, or the new Chris Jericho book,
which will be out promptly.
Yes, post haste.
Indeed.
And
now, you can purchase this book in many different forms. Kindle, hardback, paperback, even audio.
Audio. Buy the audio version, because that's the most expensive. That means we'll get a
more of a kickback.
A higher percentage. Yes.
Yeah.
So do that.
Buy the audio. It's not read by him, by the way. Just so, you know, if you're expecting him to read it, then you're going to be disappointed.
Yes, he won't be reading it with a cowbell.
Ah, I love the cowbell.
He should sing some chapters of it.
He's reading some of the extracts on the podcast, apparently, but I don't know why he's not reading the audiobook then.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Mick Foley read his, unabridged. It was abridged, sorry.
That sounds... Which irritated me. Actually, that sounds really boring. Mick Foley reading a book?
It doesn't.
That sounds very boring.
No. I want Ric Flair to read his book.
He should, but like the whole time in Ric Flair promo voice.
Oh, he'll be so red by the end of that. Oh, you'll burst a blood vessel.
Now Booker T needs to read his own book.
Ah, yes.
Because Booker T's book is written by a ghostwriter.
Booker T speaks.
No, it's not. It's written,
isn't it?
No, it's written by a ghostwriter who I'm convinced never met Booker T once in his life.
Have you read it?
I've read parts of it. It is written in such an elevated, high-class language.
Is it written in King Booker tones?
Almost like King Booker wrote it and not Booker T. It's amazing. And then it's about Booker T. Like, listen to Booker T on commentary, and it's so great.
Ah, Booker T on commentary. Those were the days.
Those were not the days for us. They were not the days at all. Anyway, the point is, you can buy these things on Amazon.com. If you use the...
It's Halloween. You can get yourself a Rey Mysterio Halloween costume if you want.
Oh, you can't. Dude, you can buy yourself a Rey Mysterio onesie, I think.
Really? They exist?
Yes, they are a thing.
Huh.
Although I think
washed and all, huh?
I think they're only available for babies, not for adults.
Damn them!
So have a baby.
Not that I'd buy one. Just saying. I want a Kane onesie, like back in the day, Kane.
A Kane onesie. Oh,
back in
Christ.
The day, like from like the, when he first came in with a mask and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You should, a mankind one. You should have a baby, and then buy your baby a Kane onesie. But if you don't have anybody to have a baby with, Faraz, well, boy, do we have a solution for you.
Yeah.
There's a new website going around. I read about this the other day on...
You said it going around.
It's going around. It's like a virus. It's like a disease.
It's like a virus. And you know what? We're going to put this out there straight away. We asked them for comment.
We did. We got no response. So now we will make fun of it without them.
Yeah. So now we will make fun of it. Yeah, we were going to make fun of it anyway. But...
It's a dating website. This is a real thing. This is not for fakesies like wrestling. This is actually real. This is a website, a dating website for wrestling fans.
This is for people that read Dave Meltzer.
Yes, because I've always needed another dating tab to have open while I'm reading The Observer.
I know, right?
Along comes tagmeadate.com. Tag me a date, Fraz.
Are we gonna have a Jim Crockett tagging date Memorial Cup?
Yes. Yeah. When I go on double dates, I don't call it a double date. I call it tag date.
Is it tag? Tag date.
When I go to like swingers clubs, I call them dating rumbles.
Battle.
I've been working on these. The dating battle bowl. There's like three different clubs. Yeah. You can go.
The dating war games match. You have two rings.
Yes. There are two different like tables.
Two different tables.
I don't call it speed dating. I call it a dating gauntlet match. I could do this all day.
Dating gauntlet match.
Oh, I love this show.
I don't know if anybody, no one, but I'm sure people that weren't listening, Dez and I planned a wedding in the Elimination Chamber one time.
We did. And
the plan was to have exes in each of the pots and release them at regular intervals.
How are either of us spoken for?
I don't know.
And you are, so it's just, oh. Okay, so tag me.
These are the things we talk about off air.
We consider this to be fun. So,
hey, if who was it? ODB and Eric Young can have a match and we get married in a cage. Why not?
That's true. I actually, isn't that what brought on the discussion?
Yes, I think it was.
Okay. So this website called tagmeadate.com, where, yes, they will match you with other wrestling fans for whatever it is.
$9.99, no, I'm kidding.
Whatever it is people do on dating websites.
See, that's gonna be the price that, you know, when you take someone out for a date and from this website, you're gonna take them somewhere where you just pay $9.99.
So to Del Taco?
Yeah, pretty much. Go to McDonald's, get two meals, $9.99.
So this, all right, so in the name of journalism for us, I thought it'd only be fair.
We'd compromise our ethics.
We're going to compromise our ethics.
Yeah.
And we're going to put ourselves through this.
We're gonna put ourselves in the gauntlet.
We are jumping into tagmeadate.com. We're doing this. We're getting in on it.
We're entering, as you know, as they do every January, we're entering the Royal Rumble.
Yes, we're putting our number in.
It's going to be a random draw.
I thought the fun thing to do for us, or we're going to sign up here on the website together on the show right now. And
right now,
we are actually creating each other's profile. It's the ultimate test of friendship.
Indeed.
Yes. So let's.
We've given each other clues and ideas. This, you know, this, but yeah.
This is it now. So I have the website
open.
You
want to start,
or shall I? I'm going to start because I wrote your profile. This
is, we're going to do yours from scratch, aren't we? So
this is Faraz's online dating profile for tagmeadate.com. Written by me.
Start with the first name.
This is your wrestler name here is Gentleman Wispy.
Yes.
Yes. And here's what I have written for you in your profile. This is your About Me section.
Okay.
Greetings, gentle lady folk of the online wrestlesphere. I am...
Wrestlesphere?
Yes. I am a humble Indian lad now residing in London with a flair for professional grappling.
Yes.
I seek a kindred spirit who doth enjoy many similar entertainment ventures. End of paragraph one.
How many paragraphs did you do?
I belong to the passionate movement that is Hulkamania, although a Mr. Adam Edge Copeland is probably my favorite grappler of them all.
Really?
I also am an avid fan of one Michael Sean Hickenbottom, but perhaps my favorite is he who taketh thee under.
Indeed.
I enjoy long strolls on the beach and even longer drives to parts unknown. If thou seekest to converse with me in any manner, I beseech your invitation to engage in such discourse. Hurrah!
Huzzah!
Yes. End profile.
That's awesome.
Yes. People are going to be clamoring to talk with you, Faraz.
Indeed they are. Or they're going to think that I'm an arrogant geek.
Everyone wants to date an Indian Lord Alfred Hayes.
Yeah.
That's... Now... I also see here that there are some questions for you, Faraz.
Okay, let's see.
There are some questions. So as soon as I have to close the man called Sting.
Man called Sting. Oh, sorry.
All right.
Man called Sting.
You are a man.
I am.
It says here, would you like to date a male or a diva, Faraz?
I think the diva would be the...
All right.
the correct
choice. You're looking
choice.
For divas. You're yeah. not looking for knockouts?
Nah. Not knockout.
Who is your favorite wrestler, Fraz?
I think we'll go Shawn Michael Higginbottom.
Shawn?
Well, we could go, you know, Steve Borden, too. Oh, no.
What is your... Oh, this is great. Favorite finishing move?
Oh, this
is hard. If you say Scorpion Deathlock, I'm going to have to change it to Scorpion Crosslock, you know.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm going to go for the Whisper in the Wind.
The Whisper in the Wind. Although, is that really a finisher? It's always a near-fall move.
It's more of a... Yeah.
I'm putting it down anyway.
Well, you can put Swanton, I guess, couldn't you?
What is your favorite catchphrase?
I don't do promos.
I don't do promos.
No, I just put every short. The headliner, the main event. No, I'm kidding. How would you spell? Ow!
I'm writing this.
Which one?
How do you spell ow? Oh, this is a good one. What is your favorite entrance?
Well, that's easy. Come on now.
The 30-minute Undertaker entrance?
Yeah, the 30-minute Undertaker entrance. Well, although after Monday, I don't know, man. The Rock's entrance is kind of...
It was pretty intense.
Mm.
What is your favorite tag team?
Midnight Rockers.
All right.
You thought I was going to say DX or the Hardys, didn't you?
I thought you were going to say the Orient Express.
Really?
No. Who is your favorite manager? These are very detailed questions for a dating website.
I'm going to say Greg the Truth. No, I'm kidding.
The Truth. Whose book, by the way, Holy Grail, is available on Amazon.com.
Which, by the way, you can go and find on if you go and click on the affiliate link.
On thingsdezsays.net.
Dez.net, yes.
Damn, we're good.
Favorite manager? I'm going to say James J. Dillon.
There you go.
And that's how you want. That's how I want you to write it. James J. Dillon.
This is how it's been written.
Yeah.
Ah, if you could be any wrestler for us, who would it be?
The headliner, the main... No, yeah, it would be Sean, I think.
I wrote Sean
Muhammad
Mitchell.
Hassan.
Oh, this is where it gets really detailed.
Okay.
How many weeks a month do you watch wrestling?
Considering I do this job, you know.
And the choice at the bottom is there should be more weeks in a month to watch wrestling.
No, I'm not going to... I'm not... No. It's four, isn't it?
Yes.
Unless you're in February, in which case it's like 3.5.
What days of the week do you watch wrestling?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The better question should be what days of the week don't have wrestling on them.
So we'll what if you have the network? Then what?
Oh, Sunday, Monday.
Monday, Tuesday.
I guess there's nothing on Tuesdays unless you go to a live SmackDown. Oh, but wait, there's a network and there's main event, so Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying, there's a network.
There's Impact on Wednesday. Well, you don't want, nobody watch Impact. I'm not even putting Wednesday. Fuck you, Impact. Thursday, Friday.
There's nothing on Thursday.
There's NXT.
Oh, yeah.
And then Saturday's a Ring of Honor show sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you follow...
Sunday's a pay-per-view day.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, Gabe likes to put shows on Friday.
Yes. I've put Friday.
Mm.
Do you follow independent wrestling for us?
I do.
He does. Do you watch pay-per-views? What a silly question.
No, I don't.
Never. Mm. Ever been to a live pay-per-view?
Would the UK ones count? Would Revival count as a pay-per-view?
No, it wasn't on pay-per-view.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Would those UK ones count?
Did you go to the UK Attitude pay-per-views?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do they count?
I would count them.
I went to... Which one was it? It's one of the Insurrections. I don't remember which year. I went to a Raw. That helps.
And then here I'm putting your profile.
Okay.
We're doing this all DIY.
DIY. We're going to start from scratch with Dez because I haven't done any of his yet. Apart from his name.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Create profile. Boom.
It's timed us out.
Profile created for us.
Did it time us out?
No, you're good.
Okay. Should we do yours now?
Yes,
now,
let's do it.
We can tell them your name. Your wrestler name is the Pernicious Geek. Thanks to the pro wrestling generation.
Pernicious Geek.
Geek.
Thank you. I love it. I'm going to cut promos
on people.
Your
first name will be Pernicious and your last name Geek.
I am the Pernicious Geek. Bow before me.
Because, you know, we're going to stay kayfabe. We're not going to give real names here.
Ultimate Warrior feels like a name that was generated by that name generator.
Yeah, you wouldn't it?
It's the same thing. Crazy adjective and then a cool noun.
Yep. Okay, so first name Pernicious. Hey, if Ultimate Warrior can do it, why can't we?
That's right.
He changed his name legally. Before you get into the ring to meet your soulmate, right? It's their fault. They had the right to reply, didn't they?
They sure did.
They know what we're like. When the no one knows, they don't know what we're like, really.
They didn't know what we would do.
Keep name it Noimus.
And not Noimus.
Yeah,
it's cool for us. Nobody's gonna know. This is Noimus.
Gender, man. Yes, you are a man.
That is a fact.
You are seating a diva, not a knockout.
Oh, yeah.
You still? You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She's okay. Married, so.
Gail Kim.
How dare you?
How dare? It's true, isn't it? 18 to 25.
Yes.
How old are you again?
I am a 20-year-old man.
You are. Okay, we'll leave that as it is. Ah, you were born in the same year that Owen and Bret Hart had their cage match.
I was.
No, yeah, I was born in a stupid tournament they had at WrestleMania. Macho Man won the title. It's the only decent thing about it.
Hey, that was a setup to the Mega Powers, though.
Yeah, that's my problem. I was also born in the same year that Sting and Flair had that awesome match.
Well, there you go.
Favorite wrestler, Phil Brooks. Oh, Ric Flair.
That's right. I was like, what are you doing for us?
Sorry. Favorite finishing move, figure four?
Woo!
Yeah?
Yeah.
I should put in brackets the Ric Flair version, not the Jeff Jarrett version.
Not the Miz version.
Should I put that in brackets?
Not the Miz version?
Yeah.
I beseech you.
Favorite catchphrase? Come on, Dad, do it. In the style of...
What are we doing?
Catchphrase.
Oh. Damn it. I should have thought of this before.
Isn't it what I said it was?
What did you say it was?
To be the man!
To be the man! Drinks like 10 shots of vodka. You gotta beat the man.
Should I put the in brackets? Drinks 10 shots of vodka.
Yes.
I'm gonna do it.
Yes.
I'm gonna put to be the man, THA, because that's how he says it. To be the man, comma, left paren. Drinks 10 shots of vodka. Is it CA? Isn't it?
It's with a K.
Is it K?
Yes.
Okay. I don't drink, so don't judge me.
Vodka.
You gotta beat the man.
Woo!
Do you want the woo at the end?
Yes. It's okay. Not a Ric Flair phrase if there's not a woo at the end.
You know what? I just realized that I didn't ask one question. Favorite match?
That's true. They should have asked that. That's foolish.
They asked for every bloody thing else. Favorite entrance?
Probably the Ric Flair entrance.
Can't give every answer Ric Flair. Come on. No, come on. You gotta give me something different for that one. Come on. Sting?
Yeah. Crow Sting's pretty cool.
Okay. I was gonna say, you could go with Shawn Michaels.
Nah.
Crow Sting?
Crow Sting's pretty cool.
Yes, specify. Crow Sting. I was going to put you and say Wolfpack.
Oh!
Favorite tag team?
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express, I knew it. Favorite manager?
Probably Heenan.
No, Prince Nana.
Let me tell you something, my friend. You fool.
That was awesome. I didn't. Heenan?
What?
You want Heenan, right?
Yeah.
Let's give him his full moniker.
The Brizane, as they say in the Carney.
Do you want to put Brizane or Brain?
No, just Brain.
It's H-E-N-E-N, isn't it?
Two E's and an A.
Okay. Favorite wrestler, who would it be? Ric Flair.
Favorite wrestler?
I can answer that one myself.
That one happened already, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't that one happen already?
If you could be any wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I'd be Ric Flair.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michael P.S. Hayes.
Thanks.
Hey, have you seen some of the women he's... Okay, what's this? How many weeks in a month do you watch wrestling? Not enough weeks, I'm going to tell you. Because one of us has to do it.
You know what? That's true. There aren't enough weeks because I don't watch it sometimes.
Okay, there you go. Do that one. What days of the week do you watch wrestling?
All of them.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do Wednesdays for obvious reasons.
Same.
Oops. Do you follow independent wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Do I watch pay-per-views? Yes. Okay. Do you watch pay-per-views? Yes. Ever been to a live pay-per-view? Yes. You have, haven't you?
I have. I watched Brock Lesnar murder Triple H.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did. You tapped out.
It was awesome.
You also seen some Ring of Honor ones, haven't you?
Dragon Gate.
Oh, sorry. Dragon Gate. If yes, tell us about it now. I can't be bothered.
No.
What is your... How come I never had to fill this out? What's your earliest wrestling memory?
That's where I pasted your profile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your profile can be quite short. Your earliest wrestling memory. Undertaker getting buried. Paul Bearer getting buried in a tomb.
I'd loved it ever since.
And you loved it ever since.
That's not true at all, but you should say that.
Should I?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, hang on. I'm trying to think of a worse gimmick.
I thought it was the dumbest thing ever, and I stopped watching it for a year.
Ah, your earliest wrestling memory. Unforgive, Over the Edge, 1999.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Oh, there you go. You can be a mod. You can be a new wrestling fan. Your earliest memory was 10-10-10.
The most unforgettable turn of all time. Jeff Hardy turning on TNA.
The most stupid heel turn of all time also, wasn't it? One of them, anyway.
Oh, God, yeah. But it did give credence to the amazing line, you can kiss my charismatic ass.
Where was he? It was somewhere in Fayetteville, wasn't he?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville. Okay, what can we give as your earlier... Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. Paul Bearer buried in tomb.
Or Fred Ottman falling... No.
Go on.
Fred Shockmaster.
Oh, yes. Was that 96?
I think it was 93.
Oh, yeah, you were right. Yeah, yeah. Was it Shockmaster? Oh, that's better. Shockmaster debut. Or Shock... Yeah, debut, wasn't it?
That was his debut. And it was supposed to be a huge deal, and it was just...
It was supposed to be, and they messed it up completely. Biggest botch in the history of life.
My favorite moment in that was Ric Flair just going, oh, God.
Wow, oh, God. And you can hear it.
Yes. It was so great.
I always spelled debut wrong. What was it?
D-A-B... Oh, no, D-E-B-U-T.
Yeah, thought so.
Debut.
It's a French word. It's a French word.
French word. French people are stupid. Sorry, okay. French people.
I'm going to put exclamation points, too. Three of them. Can I put greatest entrance in the history of life?
Yes. Ah.
Okay. Update profile. Or create profile, even. Okay. If this times me, I'm going to be annoyed. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're done.
We're going to be dating super studs.
No diva's going to go near.
I know. Of course, we will be here to tell you about our online conquests.
Indeed we are. If we do get any responses, we will be reading them out on the end.
So we're going to wrap things up, I guess. Listen on...
If you were expecting us to talk about Bound for Glory in detail, you can piss off, so listen to the show anymore.
You can absolutely piss off. However, we will be talking in detail about the month that was October of 1998 on Thursday for Throwback Vibes, the epic return.
Yes, it's going to tell you the amazing story about how Hulk Hogan and Sting had a match on Nitro for free.
And how the Ultimate Warrior thought it would be cool to spit a fireball and how things went horribly wrong.
And I'm going to tell you about...
They didn't go horribly wrong. It just looked really stupid.
It just looked really stupid. And I'm going to tell you about things such as Zambonis.
Oh, is that when they did that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so October 1998, coming up on Thursday on ThingsDeathSays.net. I love doing the show.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to November's Throwback Vibes. Because,
oh, God, what happens in November?
Because whoever does November for ECW will
We're
not
doing
be
a New Jack interview.
We'll be watching a New Jack interview instead.
Oh, I love this show.
Because we are heels, me and Dad.
So if it's going to be Sam or it's going to be Steve, one of them is watching New Jack shoot, brother.
We'll get them the results so you'll know what happens on the show, whatever show it is.
Not like it matters.
They can watch it on the network or if they really want to.
It's in November to remember, so if we have to give you results, then you probably don't remember.
Indeed.
There you go. We're wrapping. Des Delgadillo. At the Wisp, # West Coast Wispy.
We'll discuss that more next week, I think.
Yeah, probably.
We've been busy this week.
Leave us iTunes reviews, buy on Amazon, and yeah, that's it. If you don't date us, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.